On Florida's Atlantic coast, a widespread algae bloom has affected beaches and fishing in communities along the St. Lucie River. The blue-green algae is especially worrisome because it can be toxic for those who come into contact with it. Now, Florida wants the federal government to step in. Here's NPR's Greg Allen on a natural disaster that's also a political mess.
About 100 miles north of Miami on the Atlantic coast, the town of Stewart is a picturesque waterfront community on the St. Lucie estuary. But in many areas now, when you approach the water, the first thing you notice is the smell.
There's no way to describe it. I would say hundreds of dead animals that have been baking in the sun for weeks.
John Skinner is a boat salesman at Central Marine. He says a thick layer of blue-green algae began accumulating on the water in the marina last month. It's now a couple of inches thick in some areas, a greenish muck that coats the docks and the boats. Skinner says it's had an impact on the marina's business.
I have people that have bought boats and don't want to put them in the water, and people that don't want to buy a boat because it's disgusting in there. They don't want to put it in. It stains the boats, it smells horrible, and it's toxic.
Although it's called blue-green algae, it's actually a type of bacteria that can affect the liver and nervous system. Blue-green algae occurs naturally, but Mike Connor with an environmental advocacy group, bullsugar.org, says here in Stewart, there's little natural about it.
Really, we don't consider this a natural disaster anymore. This is a man-made disaster. This is a government-sponsored disaster.
We watch the algae come down the locks into the St. Lucie. We watched it.
In Ed Fielding's view, this is a natural disaster, but one that also involves politics. Fielding is a member of the Martin County Commission, which includes Stewart and surrounding communities. The bloom of blue-green algae first showed up months ago in Lake Okeechobee, the nation's second-largest freshwater lake and a catch basin for Central and South Florida. Fearful that the algae bloom could spread, Fielding said the commission asked the Army Corps of Engineers, the federal agency that controls the lake, not to release lake water east into the St. Lucie River. Citing public safety, the Corps decided to release the water anyway. Fielding explains.
We are one of the exit valves, the safety valves, for when the lake builds up to high levels. It was an enormously unusual wet year. The lake can build up 6 times faster than we're able to release.
The Corps is keeping the water level low in Lake Okeechobee to prevent a possible breach of the 80-year-old earthen dike that surrounds the lake, a breach that could be catastrophic to nearby communities. Because of the massive algae bloom, Florida Governor Rick Scott recently asked President Obama for a federal disaster declaration. The White House rejected the request, saying Florida has the resources to handle the problem itself. Scott is appealing the decision.
It's frustrating with the federal government. They're not doing their part. I declared a state of emergency. The president still hasn't.
Mark Perry with the Florida Oceanographic Society in Stewart agrees that the Obama administration and federal agencies like Fish and Wildlife, NOAA, even the CDC should be involved in managing the algae crisis. But the long-term solution, he says, is to restore the region's natural flow and send water from Lake Okeechobee south through lands farmed by some of the nation's largest sugar producers. Florida signed a deal to buy some of those sugar lands 8 years ago. But Governor Scott has turned his back on the deal, Perry says, essentially ignoring the problem.
The state is not taking the leadership and saying the citizens have spoke. We need to uphold their interest and do the right thing, and that is buy the land and send the water south.
While officials, environmentalists, and business interests point fingers over who's to blame, they all agree on one thing. With warm water and continued releases of water from Lake Okeechobee, the bloom of toxic algae in the St. Lucie estuary is likely to persist for the foreseeable future. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.